Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Ramon Foster Show. I'm your host, Eddie Provident. With me is the man himself, Ramon Foster. As you can see, Ramon, like I said yesterday, I am a man of my word.
Yeah, you are.
I got my orange on for you.
Yeah, you are, Eddie. Hey, sometimes just being a dude is doing the right thing, man. And then you're doing the right thing. It's all right.
Hey, man. Hey, I gotta keep my word. Speaking of a dude doing the right thing, Ramon. I want to talk to you today about Cam Hayward, your former teammate, one of the captains of this football team. And honestly, I think now that Ben is retired and gone, I think that he is probably the heartbeat of that locker room. Speaking from a press side, from the media side, there is not a dude who treats us better. There's not a dude who is more accommodating for us. There's not a person that is more even keel. You know, whether they win, whether they lose, he's available in the locker room every week. Anything that this guy has asked, he does it. And before we get into the press release from the Steelers yesterday, I just want to ask you your personal thoughts about Cam Hayward, because I know you guys have had some fun going back and forth with the shows and everything. But talk to me about Cam Hayward, the teammate.
Man, a guy that cares on the field and off the field too, man. Legitimately can always reach out to a guy like Cam. Legitimately can always just have a conversation with him. Not just guys who are starters, guys who are just playing their role on the team, man. It's good, you know, when he's around like that, because he's always going to be vocal. He's always going to push the envelope, man. His house is always open to guys. And it's just one of them dudes that you see him, you're like, man, he could fly above. And, you know, I always kind of say that a lot, like dudes that are at his status, what he's done in his league and in his career in college. Also, like, Cam is old a certain bit of just, man, he can have some arrogance about him, but he's not. And that's what I've always appreciated about him, whether he's just being a dude that's joking around the guys or he's a guy that's, you know, holding court as far as just, you know, trying to get guys to get on the same page with stuff. That's always been him. Family guy, man, you know what his values are and how, you know, him being a legacy in this league, how he upholds his dad, how he respects and loves his mom. You see that, and you also see that resonating with how he is with his kids, man. Cam is truly one of them dudes that if you're lucky to draft him as late as they did, you know you have a guy, man. 31st overall draft pick in the 2011 NFL draft. And to watch where he's become from the moment he got at the facility on the south side to actually going to Latrobe and starting camp, he's been the exact same guy, but gotten better as a person.
Yeah, I look at someone like Cam, like you said, drafted in the first round, late first round, but drafted in the first round, you know, his dad was in the NFL. His dad played at Pitt. So, you know, coming into a city where, you know, people were familiar with his family. And then, you know, now on this side of his career, towards the end of his career, not saying he's going to retire anytime soon, but, you know, this is his 12th season in the NFL. Now his younger brother is on the team. Cam has had every excuse, like you said, to be arrogant or, you know, he's had a lot of high expectations that he could have fell short on. But when I tell you that every time there's an expectation for Cam Hayward and every time the bar is set higher than it was the year before, every time that that you would think there's a reason for this dude finally to bow out, and he never does, Ramon. He never does. He's a special type of individual. And I think as Pittsburghers, as Steelers fans, we are so lucky to have this dude as a part of our community, as a guy that we root for as fans, as a guy that I interact with and everyone else in the media interacts with as a person. We're just lucky to have this guy in our city.
You are. And right now, he's necessary for a lot of different reasons. You know, just watching the way this defense is right now, trying to get it, you know, on track to be what we know and expect it to be. But also on the offensive side, we see the effects he's had with Najee. You know, having being him have be somebody that's grooming him to show him what leadership is about, show him what work is about. I think we saw the effects of that with the way Najee came back from camp. Now, I know Najee did that on his own, but, you know, you had a guy like Cam in his area. Young boy, what you doing today? Young fella, are we working? You know, guiding. Like, we're seeing the remnants of it right now with how DeMarvin Leal is getting in the game and playing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's those things that are really important and you don't see on a day-to-day basis because that's inside the locker room types of things. So him being in the community the way he has been or just being a guy as of late, man, that's really pushing the envelope on not just being an athlete. We see his community work, and the Steelers kind of highlighted that.
Yeah, and speaking of his community work, you know, yesterday on Monday, Monday morning, the Steelers released they put a press release out that he's doing he announced a Cam's Kindness Week. And so every day this week, he's got something planned out in the community, Ramon. Yeah. Just going out into the community and doing things. Like yesterday, he was at Children's Hospital. He was, you know, doing a game show that they had. He was the special guest host. Today, he's in McKee Sport for a ribbon cutting. Wow. He's got other things going on, like some community cleanups this week and just, you know, toy drive stuff. Like just things that solidify him as a legitimate, bona fide part of this community. And you know, from a fan standpoint, stepping away from media and everything, because I grew up a football fan.
Yeah,
this is the kind of stuff I love to see from players. This is the kind of stuff that we always want to see from players. You know, guys that are giving back to the community. But I know you can attest to this because you were a guy that was very involved in the community. How hard, just give people a little glimpse though. You know, how hard is it for a professional athlete to make that time and carve that time out? Because, you know, like you said, Cam's a family man.
Yeah.
Cam's a leader on this football team. So he's got to be in the weight room. He's got to be in the film room. He's got to go get treatment. He's got to do all this other stuff, plus still be a dad, plus still be a son.
Yeah.
And now he's finding time. He's carving time out of his schedule to spend an entire week in the community. How hard is it to do that, Ramon?
Man, it can be tough, especially during the season, considering the one thing you need more of, you don't get, and that's time. Right. You know, like you spend time going to do those things. But I'll say this too. Cam recognizes it, man. Being in Pittsburgh for over a decade, even myself, you know, Cam is in year 12 now. Like the way that community, Steeler Nation, supports you. Yeah, and I'll say this, not just in the city, but outside the city. That, to me, is what drives a guy to go do those types of things, though, to not just be a player there, to leave an impact there, and to actually have some value, not just on the field, but in the city. I appreciate guys that spearhead that type of stuff because you don't find that everywhere. You know, sometimes you got to be forced into those things or people make a big fuss about it. No, like Cam is willing and wanting to do those things. I think he was Walter Payton Man of the Year last year for the Steelers. And you know, at the rate that he's going right now, it wouldn't surprise me at the NFL awards night that award goes to him. And it's a sense of pride. It's a sense of just understanding that this league gives you so much and the fans pour in so much to it also that being able to give back is something that a lot of guys honestly should do more of.
Yeah. And we talked about it yesterday in the third segment about Mike Tomlin and how, you know, Mike Tomlin, it's not about ego with Mike Tomlin. It's about, you know, being right. But admitting when you're wrong and, you know, learning how. One of the things that I love about Mike Tomlin, and you see it in Cam Hayward, I think we saw it in your career. We saw, the second half of Ben's career. We saw it. It's about being, you know, a man. It's about understanding how to be a father and a productive member of society. And I know that as fans, we get caught up in wins and losses. In media, we get caught up in wins and losses because that's what we're supposed to do.
Right.
But what I love about the Steelers organization, more than anything, Ramon, is how much for the players it's about wins and losses, but it seems to me that it's equally about being a good human being.
100%. 100%. From the time that you walk in that locker room, you hear guys say that no matter which era they played in, that right there is always constant.
Yep. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we got some more football.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, welcome back to the Ramon Foster Show. We have a football game to talk about because, you know, Mike Tomlin's speaking later today, and he's, you know how he's going to pump up the tires on the New York Jets. By the time we're done with Mike Tomlin's press conference today, it's going to sound like the Jets are a Super Bowl contender because that's what he does, right?
But it Ramon, is.
Let's just like be real about this. It's 2-1-2 football teams. I think both teams are disappointed with how the first 3 weeks of the season have gone. We talked about this yesterday. We might be seeing Zach Wilson. Talk a little bit about the preparation for a team like the Jets and, you know, how important it is for the Steelers to get to that 2-2 record instead of being 1-3.
Man, just to get back even, it's just almost like you're resetting the season in a sense, you know, just climbing out of some losses, man, it sucks because for every win that you get, it's almost as if, you know, well, we got to go get another. Well, what if it's a tougher opponent? You know, I remember when we started off the season 0-4, and it was by far the hardest climb out because you're chasing that number, and that bigger number, man, gets harder and harder trying to get above 500. It's almost like you're trying to stay afloat in the middle of the ocean. You know, like to go that far under 500, man, it sucks. It changes the mentality of everything you do. Everything inside the building is heightened. So survival of this week and conquering the Jets, to me, is like numero uno. I don't care if it's by 1 point or by 100. You know, this team is you have to see them and really just punch them in the mouth because it's a matter of not us. OK, like it legitimately is not us. It's a home game. You got to put a better showing on display for that crowd because they crave that. They crave the idea that there is a standard of winning. And I think the Patriots loss slipped away. This can't be another one of those AFC East teams that you just kind of walk into your house and take a dub from you.
Yeah. What about the quarterback play on the other side of the ball? We've been talking about Mitch Trubisky versus Kenny Pickett, you know, pretty much all season now. But on the other side of the field, you've got Zach Wilson, who is coming off an injury, maybe ready. We don't know yet. As of Tuesday, we don't know. Versus Joe Flacco, who is, you know, the veteran, but when we say veteran, he really is a veteran and he's an older guy. Like how do you think that's going to, I mean, would you rather, I guess, as a player, would you rather, which one of those two would you rather see? I know as a fan, I'd rather see Joe Flacco come in. I think there's a familiarity there. Well, I can't talk today, but you know, the Steelers know Joe Flacco and you kind of know what to expect, where Zach Wilson has that high ceiling. Don't really know what to expect from him. I mean, how do you think that is going to, you know, change the defensive scheme for the Steelers?
I'd almost like to have Zach Wilson.
Really?
I would.
Did not think you were going to say that, man.
No, I want Zach Wilson because he's still young enough. He also hasn't been in the lineup. He also don't have chemistry with his wide receivers, probably the same way that Joe Flacco does. Like, his numbers say that he's been somewhat decent here. I mean, he's under 60% passing, but he's 58% completion rate. He's got 901 yards, 5 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions. Like, they have a young team. They have an offensive line that's trying to piece itself together. They end up losing their starting right tackle for the year, Mekhi Becton. And then you look at him and you say, one thing about Joe Flacco has been this. From the time that he's been in Baltimore to all the other stops that he's had himself too, is he's a gamer. He has one of the best deep balls you've seen guys have. And what do we have a whole lot of issues at? Well, I ain't gonna say a whole lot of issues. We have issues in the secondary. Like, let's be real about it. If you can put Joe Flacco in a hostile environment on the road and they probably get the ball out quick, or they have enough play action where they can go deep on plays, that could be an issue for us. Give me the young guy. But if you do get Joe Flacco, I know this, he's not mobile like Zach. You get to him if you possibly can, because what? They have issues at their offensive line. Yeah. So they're giving up 9 sacks on the season so far. So with that, I attack Joe. As long as we keep the top on the back of the defense, you have an opportunity. But we'll see how that's going to shake out when it comes to who is picking or who's starting at quarterback for him. But give me Zach for sure.
Give you Zach. Wow. I did not think you were going to say that, Ramon. I thought for sure with the history you've had with the Ravens and knowing how the Steelers have played well against Joe, I thought for sure you'd go Flacco. I don't know if you saw if you watched any of that Sunday night game between the Niners and the Broncos, but that was just a boring slugfest. Yeah. I got a feeling that this game could be like this Steelers Jets game could be that way, because I don't have a lot of high hopes for the Jets offense. No. I don't have a lot of high hopes for the Steelers offense right now. And I got a feeling this could be one of those 10-7, 13-3. Just low scoring, not a lot happening, war of attrition kind of games, which honestly, I think Mike Tomlin may welcome the way things have gone and just want to see his team just, absolutely dogfight out a win.
Go get one, right? But this is the thing when it comes down to the Jets. They have some good components. Corey Davis is a good wide receiver. John Franklin Myers is another one of those guys too. CJ Uzama is another guy that's pretty good. They have some players, man. I'm not going to underestimate them this week coming up. Breece Hall is another guy that's been decent, man. And just, you kind of say to yourself in a sense that, look, we got to just simply be the better team this week. And we're going to break down more of that this week as, we get closer to game day with the Jets. But I'm not out on just saying, hey, we just got to, control the game. Like, no, we need to dominate this one, man. The O-line got to take another step. If they take that extra step, Eddie, then that leads to a lot of other things for what this team is capable of. Because if they can stay on the field longer with controlling the ball, then that's less exposure to our secondary that kind of got ate apart a little bit when it comes down to what the Browns did to them on Thursday night.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting, man. I'm excited for this game because I think it's an opportunity for the Steelers to, establish some identity, which I don't think they've done this year.
But home game, got to show and prove.
Got to show up. Yep. When we come back, it's the only segment that matters. Everyone's favorite segment. Hey Mo. Welcome back to the Ramon Foster Show. It's everybody's favorite segment, the Hey Moan segment, which is always brought to you by the Get-Go Cafe and Market, where it's all about quality. We have 3 expert chefs that fine-tune every detail so that every sub and burger, salad, wrap, drink, appetizer, all the things that you order on their menu are made with fresh ingredients, and it always tastes amazing. Order your favorites at the Get-Go Cafe and Market today. You better believe it. Moan, I don't have a question for you. It's more of a comment.
Okay.
From the comment section on YouTube. And this is from Chris on YouTube, who says the defense was shot out. Witherspoon looked like he was chasing his older brother all night. Gassed. Looks like the little giants out there. I'm going to couple that with a comment from Chase Claypool, a quote from Chase Claypool, who said, it's frustrating when the defense is on the field for a long time, and then we, talking about the offense, go 3 and out.
Yeah.
It looks like the offense is starting to take a little bit of ownership for the problems that the defense was showing Thursday night, and even a little bit on last week against the New England Patriots, or 2 weeks ago against the New England Patriots. As an offense, right? As an offensive lineman, what kind of pride or what kind of ownership do you take on that side of things? Where if you're not giving the defense time to get a break and catch a breather, it's hard for them to come out and do their job. Talk about the offensive mentality of that.
Man, it's a sense of pride. Like, it legitimately is, man. I'm glad Chase kind of owned up to that too, because me being a former player, I remember having those feelings. I remember watching our defense go out and crush it. you know, and when they were really good, when you had some Hall of Famers on that defense and we'd be out there sputtering and just trying to figure out, man, like, what are we? You know, like, what do we need to do as a friggin' team, man, as an offense? It's embarrassing. And you also kind of say to yourself, like, I know we're good enough, but why the heck can I get, you know, get going when it comes down to being productive on offense? So I'm glad that he kind of said that. It lets me know that they're feeling that pressure, and that pressure in itself should hopefully bring about results. And then you got to just kind of ask yourself, well, what do we do? How do we go about it? It's one play at a time. Mm-hmm. It is making the plays that's got to come your way. As much as I want to put on the players, they deserve it. But also the play calling of it, like the offensive coaches have to feel that, too. There is pressure in delivering, man. There's pressure in being in the NFL. But guess what? You sign up for that. This is a part of that journey. I'm all here for that, for Chase kind of saying that out loud, because it sucks, man, to have them play renegade. They get a big turnover. You get the ball, and then you got a punt. It's for nothing at that point, you know?
It's deflating. So I guess the thing that I'm going to keep coming back to, I mentioned it at the end of the last segment, but this is my thing right now with this offense. There's no identity. Yeah. Are they going to be, you know, not, are they going to be the ground and pound Najee Harris, Jaylen Warren type of offense where the offensive line just road grates people?
Yeah.
Or do they want to be this, you know, kind of gimmick, almost West Coast kind of motion, all that kind of stuff? Like, I know what you want to see as an offensive lineman. I know where your pride lays, but the way this offense is built, because they do have athletes on the outside.
Yeah.
What in your mind should be the identity of this Steelers offense moving forward if they're going to be successful?
My thing is in that, why can't they be both? Because they have it.
Okay.
The team that I like watching that does that type of stuff, even though they had a bad showing on Sunday Night Football, that's San Francisco. They're physical as hell. They also will use a bunch of trickeration and throwing down the field that make you be like, oh my gosh, what was that play? And they have the guys for that. It's a matter of either being creative enough and having the right playbook to call it, or simply executing it when it comes down to you being a playmaker yourself. Like, it could be fastball down the field when it comes to throwing the ball, or it could simply be ground and pound and slowing it down, but it's a matter of executing it up front. This team is young offensively. It's growing. Mitch is new. If they're not going to go with him anytime soon, man, and even if it is Kenny, it's still new. It's figuring out how are we as a group. So, Eddie, I'm looking for both. I'll be completely honest with you, because I know what they have inside of that offensive meeting room, and they have the ability to go both ways when it comes down to either being explosive or either being a West Coast type of offense, or really just ground and pound people out of Acrisure Stadium.
I think, you know, if I'm understanding you correctly, I think this is one of those teams where, depending on matchup, and we've even heard Tomlin allude to this a little, depending on matchup is how, you know, what the identity is going to be of the offense. I don't know that I like that personally, but it sounds like that's kind of where you're leaning. And that's, honestly, if I listen to Mike Tomlin and his press conferences, that's where he's leaning. So you think that is a possibility for this offense?
100%. And truthfully, I don't see why it's not the case. That's just where I will lay my hat, Eddie. And you know what that means. If he, meaning Matt Canada, don't have the solutions to actually get this going in the right direction, then what do people usually always do in the NFL? They'll go find somebody who does. Yeah. And I know this is way too early to even speak of that, but that's a lot of talent on that side of the ball. And it's got to grow, and it's got to grow fast.
Even like from a stability standpoint where, you know, you're trying to, you know, I hear Najee Harris use this term a lot, stacking bricks.
Right.
You kind of want to be able to build off something. We talked about that with the offensive line. You don't think that having an offense that maybe doesn't have a singular identity but has the ability to morph when they need to, you don't even think that, like, from a stability standpoint or a repetition standpoint, that's not going to hurt them?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, Ramon, the last 2 days have been fun. Wednesday, DK should be back. Although I'll say that, and then, you know, there's days where I surprise everybody. But no, I think DK will be back by Wednesday. It's been fun, Ramon. It's been fun, everyone else. Thanks for watching, and we will catch you guys tomorrow.
See you.